Beautiful day we have to serve God. Beautiful sunshine. I'd rather see the sunshine than snow. Hey. Oh, I'm telling you. I don't know about y'all, but I've just about concluded. I've had enough snow for 1 year. Amen. I thank Brother Bobby Roadcap for inviting us to come today, and I appreciate the wholeness folks. I cast my lot with the wholeness crowd years ago, and I don't regret a day I've served the Lord. I wished I could say I've always been what I should be, but I can't. There's been a few times in life that, amen, the enemy just wanted to take us the other way. But you know what? Somehow or another, God, by his divine providence, keeps us on the right road. Amen. I appreciate Brother Bobby Roadcap and folks here. And every time I come here, I remember Brother Lee. What a man. What a man. I appreciate his life and his ministry. And we knew Brother Lee from way back. He preached revival for us in Texas when we pastored out there. And 4 weeks and should have went on. But God's merciful to us, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here today. I appreciate seeing all my good preacher friends. You know, y'all just let me take my time here today. No man liveth and dieth to himself. You need friends. You need friends. And I heard one man say one time, he said, I can serve God by myself. I don't need nobody. I said, you might can, but you won't. You need friends. You need fellowship. Praise God. Well, for the next 2.5 hours, more or less, we want to talk to you. Simple verses of scripture out of Luke chapter 8. I want to say, first of all, today, it's not the first time I preach this message. I preached it at my home church first. And I done figured out a long time ago, if it ain't no good for the home folks, forget anybody else. Amen. But I preach this several other places, but this is what's on my heart today. And Luke chapter 8, beginning at verse 43. I appreciate Brother Philip's message here this morning. Behold the man. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood staunched. You believe that? Say amen. Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. When the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Amen. You may be seated. I preached this first at my home church where I pastor. And sometimes, and I've said this to them, I say here today, sometimes we look for, you know, and preachers will understand this, you look for something different. You look for a fancy title. And I see one dear brother smiling. Amen. And you look for something that would help folks. I read these verses and I thought about resilience. Probably nobody here knows what that means. And I thought about intestinal fortitude. I think most of us can understand that. I thought about determination. That's good. I thought about grit. And then I come to the conclusion, an old country boy language, guts. Amen. So I want to talk to you today about just plain old guts. Amen. You know, we're living in a generation that, how can I say this in a good way? We live in a generation that gets our feelings hurt so easy. I mean, I preach at my home church last Sunday night, and I noticed some folks leaving a little huffy. Y'all preachers don't know have anybody like that in your church, I'm sure. But it don't take much for folks to just break out and leave you. Help me here. But I want to talk to you about this woman in the Bible. She determined. She made up her mind. She's going to touch the hem of his garment. In Matthew chapter 9, Matthew gives us the same account in a little different terms. In verse 21, he said, For she said within herself. She said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Amen. She said within her, I doubt, now don't y'all fall out with me here today. I doubt very seriously she felt in a great unction from heaven, no anointing, no, y'all still here? She just said, I'm going to touch his garment. Amen. I'm determined I'm going to do it. Amen. And let me just start out here by saying today, any doctor, any medical doctor will tell you, really, that's where people live or die, inside. Amen. You have seen folks, and I have too, that really wasn't much wrong with them. Amen. They got sick, and they just they waned away, and after a while, the doctors gave them a clean bill of health and said, really, there's nothing majorly wrong with them. And they just died. What the problem was, they gave up. They just decided they didn't want to live anymore. Come on here. Now, if you want to give up on God, you can. Amen. You can just bail out anytime you want to. Or else you can, amen, have a little guts about you. And say, whether anybody shakes my hand or not, I'm still going to the house of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know. I've seen other folks that, I mean, the doctor said they can't live 2 weeks. Amen. They got this wrong with them. They got that wrong with them. They got that wrong with them. Amen. Physically, they're going to die. But they had a will to live. And they just come out of the hospital, went home, 2 years later, still living. How come? Because they just said, I'm going to come out of here. I'm going to live. Amen. I want somebody to help me here today. Amen. The devil don't want you to serve God. Amen. He don't want you to go to church. He don't want you to sing Amazing Grace. He don't want you, come on here, to lift your hands and praise the Lord. But sometimes, even when you don't feel like it, amen, you gotta just make up your mind, have enough guts, I'm going to church tonight. Help me here. I remember reading a story about when the French lost their control over Indochina in 1954. They surrendered to the Vietnamese. Amen. And they took all those soldiers and put them in a line and started toward Hanoi. Amen. And those soldiers that were captives, amen, and lined them up, prisoners of war. Amen. Among that crowd was one French army surgeon. Amen. And in that trek from, amen, the war front to front lines to Hanoi, amen, this surgeon realized he's having a stomach problem. He diagnosed it himself, being a surgeon. His appendix was about to burst. Y'all listen to me. Amen. What's he going to do now? He's in a forced march, amen, by the Vietnamese. And he could just give up and quit, sit down and let them either shoot him or die and let his appendix burst. But you know what? Amen. This man, amen, he remembered Hamlet's line. He said, to be or not to be, that's the question. To live or not to live, that's what I want to know. Amen. Come on here. To give up or go on. He took the only instrument he had was a razor blade. He made an incision on his own self. Amen. He took out that offending organ. Amen. Come on, y'all stay with me. Amen. And turned around and took a thread out of his army uniform, sewed up the incision. Amen. Amen. And made it to Hanoi. Help me here. Amen. But he was later released in an exchange of prisoners. And he went back to Paris and he practiced medicine until he died. Now, if that had been a lot of folks, they'd have quit. Then he just sat down and said, shoot me. Amen. Amen. But you got to have a will. You got to have a desire to go on for God. Somebody say amen. And you got to have some guts if you're going to serve God. I know that's not popular language. Amen. But you got to have a made up mind no matter what anybody says. No matter how anybody treats me, no matter how life brings trouble to my life, I'm going on for God. What's the use? Might as well give up and die. Amen. But there's always that person like this precious woman in the text that we read to you. She said within herself, I'm coming out of here. I'm going to make it. Come on here. Amen. If you fall down in a mud hole, get up. Amen. Come on here. Amen. I'll tell you, I've had enough trouble. I'm not an old man, but I'm older. Amen. 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 I've had been preaching for 60 years and right at. Amen. I've had all kind of trouble in life, in the church, among brethren. Come on, y'all stay with me. Amen. I've had nasty phone calls. I've been spit at. Come on here. I've had ugly letters written. Amen. Help me here. I heard a song coming up here. Amen. On XM radio said I've been lied on, cheated, talked about, and mistreated. But as long as I have Jesus, praise God. Somebody say amen. Hey, amen. When I got ugly letters and phone calls, Amen. Sometime from good people. I lost y'all right there. Amen. Help me here. I just decided I didn't feel no unction, no special anointing, no power from another world. But I just decided I'm going on another day's journey. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've had, amen, come on, stay with me here. Amen, I've had preachers that left me. Amen, come on, y'all stay with me. Amen, and some said ugly things about me, but you know what? Amen, by the help and grace of God, I determined I'm going to stay with the wholeness crowd. Amen, and I'm going to shake hands with them same folks that talked about me. Amen, and lied on me and cheated. Amen, and say I'm glad to see you and mean it. Praise God. I lost y'all right there. Amen. The business world's looking for people with guts. Amen. Come on here. Amen. The educators are looking for somebody with some guts. Amen. The military is looking for somebody with guts. Amen. Amen. Without some resilience. Amen. Without some determination. Without, come on here, without some grit. Amen. You're going to lose. Your losses is going to skyrocket. Amen. And you're going to wind up in a mud hole of despair. Amen. And say, nobody loves me anymore. Amen. That's, come on here, that's hogwash. If L.L. Collins was here. Amen. You got to make up your mind. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to treat everybody right. Amen. And I'm going to heaven because it's right. Now, I'll tell you, it's right to do right. Remember reading about a father brought his little boy to Jesus. Little boy had convulsions. Amen. Mark chapter 9. Pitiful shape. Sickness tormented him. The Bible said, and oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Y'all listen to me. This daddy had to have some intestinal fortitude. Amen. All hope was gone. Amen. He had tried everything else and nothing worked. Come on, y'all still with me. Amen. And when Jesus looked at this father and said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. And I want to tell you, until you resolve to go all the way with God, no matter what comes or goes, you're going to stop the power of God from intervening in your behalf. But if you make up your mind, God will open the windows of heaven. God will pour out a blessing upon your life, and you'll find out there's power and there's glory and there's anointing that you have not tested the resources of yet. It's daddy. Woo! I'm feeling better up here. It's daddy. Amen. When he was thrust with a question, if thou canst believe, amen. Ah, he looked at the Lord and said, dear God, amen. I believe. But now, Lord, you're going to have to help my unbelief. Amen. Would you stop all this floodgates of doubt? Come on here. Amen. That has come against me and said, come on. You're not going to get any help today. He don't care about you. Amen. Lord, help thou mine unbelief. Amen. And the Lord's heart was touched. Glory to God. Amen. And heaven came to his rescue, and Jesus delivered his boy from the power of the devil. I want to tell you, amen, you got to make up your mind to go and serve God. How many of y'all, y'all understand that term guts, don't you? Y'all understand this? Y'all are West Virginians. Yeah, that's what I thought you said. How many of y'all remember hearing about or reading about Chuck Yeager? West Virginia boy. Come on here. From Charleston, West Virginia. They've named the airport over there after him. Come on, are y'all still with me? Amen. Ah, until 1947, nobody had ever went faster than the speed of sound. Amen. Help me here. Oh, I'm feeling the Lord here. Amen. Hey man, lots of pilots had crawled into the cockpit of their aircraft and reached that speed of 765 miles per hour. Hey man, and when they got to that speed, it seemed like that there's a barrier there that they did not know what it was. It was an unseen barrier. It wasn't a cloud. Come on here. Hey man, it wasn't a thunderhead. Hey man, it was just an unseen barrier there they could not get through. And when they'd reached that speed, come on, great God, come on here. Hey, man, the aircraft would shudder and shake. Hey, man, all the instruments would shudder and shake. And it didn't seem like no matter what they did to their controls, hey, man, the aircraft is about to disintegrate. And those young pilots would, hey, man, pull the throttle back and go back to the airport. Hey, man, they'd write in their logbook, hey, man, today we reached 765 miles per hour. Hey, man, and we were about to disintegrate, and we pulled it back down, and we are here. Come on here. But there's a young pilot by the name of Chuck Yeager. Hey, man, great God, come on here. Hey, man, he said to his buddies one day, I don't know what that is out there. I don't know what the barrier is. We can't see it. But whatever it is, hey, man, I'm either going through the barrier or I'm coming apart. That's what you call guts. Somebody say amen. He crawled in that Bell X-1 rocket, amen, aircraft, praise God, amen, and got up to 765 miles an hour, amen, and that aircraft was shaking and shuddering, amen, about to throw him out of the pilot seat, amen, he didn't know what to do, and he started to take the throttle and pull it back, amen, and go back down to the airport, but he remembered what he told his buddies, I'm either going through the barrier or I'm coming apart. The devil don't like you. He don't want you to spiritual victory. He don't want you to have any progress in God. It's a force and it's a power that you cannot see. Woo! Amen. And Chuck Yeager remembered what he said. And he took that Bell X-1, hey man, rocket throttle engine, and he thrust it forward as far as it would go. And those engines roared, praise God. Hey man, he felt a surge of power that he had never known before. And he said, he wrote in his logbook, great God, are y'all still here? Hey man, when I got on the other side of that barrier, he said there was another force that pulled me through it, and I soared higher and had a better flight than ever before. If you got enough guts, amen, in spite of the devil and Tom Walker, whoever he might be, but you can make it for God. Woo!
I'm feeling better. How much time I got? And remember, I want to tell you, the devil wants this church to slow down. Help me here. He wants your church and your church to back out and quit. Come on here. Amen. Quit going so fast, so forward, so fast. Amen. But I don't know about y'all, but I done made up my mind. I'm going to take this Holy Ghost power and I'm going to thrust the throttle, amen, as far as I can get wide open. And Holy Ghost, come to our rescue. Holy Ghost, bring us through this trial. Holy Ghost power anointing, amen, make us victorious. And you'll find out that it's greater than you've ever had before. In Acts chapter 9, when all the widows stood by Peter weeping and showing all the coats and the garments that Dorcas had made. Come on here. She died laying on the couch, her cot, her bed. What a great woman she was. I feel better right here now. The Bible said he put them all out. Amen. He refused to consider anything or everything that would drag down his faith and confidence in God. I doubt. Come on here. I doubt that Peter felt any special unction. Just get them all out. Come on here. But he knew that if he wanted to have any source of victory, amen, all the doubters had to leave out. Amen. And he kneeled down, praise God, and he started praying, not facing the dead corpse, amen, but facing the God of heaven, amen, that had power to give him his request. Amen. When he got through praying, amen, he turned him to the body and said, Tabitha, praise God, arise. Praise God. Amen. He drew strength from a source of power that is beyond the natural man. Praise God. Are y'all still with me? And I want to tell y'all this morning, this afternoon, whatever it might be. Amen. I want to tell you, there's been several times, Brother Chip and I have had to draw source, power from another source that was not of this world. Amen. It's a power, great God, that gives us victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Somebody say, praise the Lord. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when every bone in the body of the Lord Jesus was crying, just take it easy. Settle down. Stop. Amen. The Bible tells me that he prayed. If it be. Come on, are y'all still with me? Anyway, this cup can pass from me unto thee. Let it be so. Nevertheless, if thy will be done. I want to tell you. Before he said those words, I know, I'm just, it's savage commentary. Amen. Before he said those words in prayer, I doubt if he felt a great unction from the heavenly world to say that. But he just, come on here. He had a determination to do the will of God, no matter what. And when he said those words in that prayer, the Bible said that an angel came unto him and strengthened him. All you got to do is make up your mind. Within herself. If I can but touch the hem of his garment. Now I want to tell you, wishing the problems away is not going to do it. Come on, y'all still with me? Amen. I've wished a many times that things was better. They didn't get no better. Matter of fact, a few times they got worse. Come on here. But I've had to reach inside of me. Now, Sister Bessie is a very, I need to be careful how I say this. She's a very petite person as far as keeping her clothes real neat. Her every hair's in place, not like mine. Praise God. I mean, she's very neat in her appearance. Amen. And I said, let's pray. And what few folks from the church that was there, amen, we gathered around her and laid me and find something that says, I'm not going to quit. Devil, I don't want you to go to church here. Come on here. But you need just make up your mind. Have some old West Virginia guts and say, I'm going to church. Whether I feel good or don't feel good, I'm going to the house of God tonight. Praise God. How many of you give me 5 more minutes here? Let me see. Would you raise your hand and give me 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40? I got an hour now. Thank you. Praise God. Some years ago, amen, our church at home, there's a dear lady. She's a precious lady. Sister Bessie, some of y'all know her. Bessie said she had a stroke at home. Her one side was twisted, limp, and are y'all still with me? Church night. Praise God. What are you going to do, Bessie? Well, I feel like I need to go to church. But Bessie, you've had a stroke. Look in the mirror. Oh, am I doing all right now? Your face is drawn. Your speech is slurred. Help me here. You can't even raise that arm. You have to drag that foot. Praise God. You need to go to hospital. Glory to God. She said, I feel like I need to go to church. Praise the Lord. Y'all stay with me now. You got to have some guts sometimes. Just be determined. I'm in grit. Get up. Get out of that mud hole. Go to the house of God. She came to church that night and sat close to the back. I know she come in late, but I got a lot of church folks coming. Help me here. I snuck that right in on you. I used to, as a young preacher, I'd stop and bawl them out for coming to church late. I finally figured out, Brother Strickler, that didn't help. Made me feel bad and them too, and didn't change nothing. They just late the next service. Lord of God, got that on you again. She came to church and sit down on the back. Service come and went. We had a wonderful service. Amen. Y'all stay with me. Had a Pentecostal church service. We had a wonderful time. The glory and the presence of God was there. Amen. We dismissed like we always do. Amen. Most of the church folks was gone. Amen. And my wife, as she always does, even yet, she is at the back shaking hands with folks. That's before we built a new part. Amen. And are y'all still with me? Yeah. Amen. I heard my wife's voice. And you know, men, listen to me, men. When your wife says something, it may be 50 feet away, but her tone of voice gets your attention. I lost y'all right there. My wife said, amen, look at Sister Bessie. Amen. I hadn't even seen her yet. Most of the church folks is gone. I looked at her. Her face is drawn. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Her arm was limp. Amen. Her side was pulled sideways. And I said, what happened to you? And she said, I guess I must have had a stroke today. But she said, I just felt like I needed to come to church and get prayed for. Yeah.